Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. And we're conducting a short public opinion survey in our community, and we'd like to know your opinions, and your answers remain confidential. Are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaigns?
What?
Are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaigns?
Oh, no, no.
All right. So that would be a no. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections?
I really don't know yet.
All right. So you would say, like, you wouldn't know, like, kind of for elections for president, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local office on Tuesday, November 5th?
Would you say... I just don't know who I'm going to vote for yet or anything. I don't really keep up on the politics a lot.
All right, but would you say you're, like, definitely going to vote, you're very likely to vote, you're somewhat likely to vote, or would you say that you're not very likely to vote, you're not at all likely to vote, or you're not registered to vote?
I'm likely to vote if I can find my polling place.
All right. What is your age?
I am 68 years old.
68, all right. So generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
I can't answer that because I just moved here in September.
All right.
I haven't had enough time. That's why I said, you know, I don't know enough about the politics up here yet.
All right. So, when voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide on. So, now I'm going to ask you a few questions about those proposals that may appear on your ballot this November. So, if you could please indicate how you would vote on it. So, the proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Millage, and the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mil? For a period of 10 years, provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county. This millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. So if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I would vote in favor of it, probably.
All right.
Ouch.
So since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, I'm now going to ask it again, but in a much simpler way. So this proposal would dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It would be paid by a slight property tax increase. So knowing this, would you vote yes in favor or no against this proposal?
Yes.
Would that be definitely vote yes or probably vote
definitely yes.
All right. So now if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I would vote yes.
Probably or definitely?
Definitely.
So as Maine Trans mentioned, this proposal would raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain its existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. So keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? The first one is, I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan to construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. Or the second option, which is, I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan to construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. The third option is, I am fine with the current proposal, which would raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $9 per year. Or lastly, would you say you just oppose this proposal regardless of how much money would be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails?
I still like that first one better, the $90 one a year. But that's not a lot. I mean, to be honest. where I come from, they did one, and it was $12 a year, or 12. Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. I've got a broke knee.
All right, no worries.
And I move, and it hurts.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, but where I came from, they just did one, and it costed us $120 a year more.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And they didn't do nothing to you. You know what they did? They put a rail up.
Oh.
A little rail up over a lookout. That's, and they said the money was gone, and I said, "Where did it go?"
Oh. All right. So from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? Improving public education in local schools, protecting water quality and water supply, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitats, making housing more affordable, controlling growth and development, fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, reducing traffic and congestion, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, or improving local roads and infrastructure.
I think, one, they need to work on the homeless situation, and I don't know much about how the education is up here, but, and then try to make it affordable, you know.
All right, so choosing from improving public education in local schools and making housing more affordable, which one do you think you would choose?
Probably the housing. More affordable.
All right. So now I'm going to give you a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. And if you could please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of them, if you could please indicate that. So the first one is Grand Traverse County Government.
I know they have one, but I don't know nothing about it.
All right. No worries. So, Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TART Trails.
I have heard of them, yeah, and I have walked on a couple of them.
All right. So, would you say you have, like, a very favorable opinion towards them or, like, an unfavorable opinion towards them?
I like them. They're favorable.
Very favorable? All right. So, your city or township government, how do you feel about them?
I don't know. Like I said, I just moved here and I don't really have an opinion yet.
All right, no worries. So do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
I couldn't hear you, ma'am. I'm sorry.
No worries, I can read again. So do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
I think it's growing about right, I think.
All right. So if approved by voters, this proposal would authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. So knowing this, would you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely?
I have no opinion because, like I said, I don't know much about the politics up here.
All right, no worries. So there are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. So if you could please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. And the categories go strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove. And I can read those again if you would like. So the first one is to increase accessibility to natural areas and open spaces.
I approve of that.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
To increase non-motorized transportation options.
I strongly approve.
To protect open space from residential and commercial development.
I strongly approve of that.
To provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling.
I strongly approve.
To promote health and wellness.
strongly approve.
To improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks.
Strongly approve.
To promote recreational opportunities.
Strongly approve.
To plan and construct new trails.
Strongly approve.
To maintain existing trails.
Strongly approve.
And to promote local economic development.
Strongly, medium on that one.
All right.
Well, strongly approve, yes.
Strongly approve? Strongly. All right.
Yeah, because that'd be more jobs, yeah. They need more.
All right. Oh, are you okay?
Yeah, I just twisted the thing again.
Oh, I'm so sorry. So, now, if you were, like, kind of forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you? Ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well-maintained, or constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County?
The first one.
All right. So, now I'm going to give you a few short statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. And if you could please indicate if each one make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or would it make no difference when it comes to you supporting this proposal? So the first one is, the funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds.
I approve of that.
So would that make you want to support it much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely, yeah.
All right. There will be an annual review of how the funds would be spent, and it will be reported to the public.
I approve of that, too. That I strongly, you know, agree with.
All right. So much more likely, then?
More likely, yeah.
Perfect. There will be a full public disclosure of all project spendings.
Yes. I like that idea.
So much more likely to support
them? Much more likely, yeah.
All right. And a Citizens Oversight Committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the County Commission in their decision-making and ensures the funds are administered in their intended purposes.
I would probably, yeah, that would make me more apt to vote on it, yeah.
All right. So now I'm going to give you a few short statements that are in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. And if you could please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing, or it makes no difference for you voting yes in favor of this proposal. So the first one is, this proposal would improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors.
I agree, yes. That one's yes.
All right, so would you say
it's more or less honest. It's very convincing, yeah.
All right. This proposal would improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County, so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby.
That's very convincing.
Boardman Lake Loop Trail and Tart Trail are two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal would help create connections to help to these trails and many other destinations in the country.
That is somewhat likely.
All right. This proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well-maintained, free, and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all.
That sounds very likely, yes.
Very convincing, all right.
Yeah, very, very convincing.
Okay, this proposal will keep Grand Traverse County's trail network free from motorized vehicles so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicles nearby.
Very convincing.
Grand Traverse County's trail network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal would also add a dedicated public funding source to improve the existing trail work network and construct new trails.
Somewhat convincing.
All right. This proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife habitats, and rivers, lakes, and streams.
That sounds pretty convincing to me.
All right. So that'd be like somewhat convincing or very convincing?
Very convincing.
All right. Trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year, and this proposal would help boost the local economy, provide tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs.
That don't sound convincing.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat convincing, all right. $7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County's existing trail network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy.
That sounds very convincing.
All right. This proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same we do.
Very convincing.
In today's digital age, it is important more than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors, be physically active, and have a healthier lifestyle.
Very convincing.
Very convincing. All right. So now take into account everything you just heard. Now I'm going to ask you a few questions about the proposals to maintain existing trails and plans to construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. So these are just kind of questions for confirmation. But also, by the way, I just want to thank you so much for your time and for answering these questions. I truly appreciate it. So if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of the proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I'd vote in favor of it.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
So now I'm going to give you some statements that go against this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. And against St. Dynamic, if you could tell me if this is a very convincing reason, somewhat convincing reason, not too convincing, not at all, or no difference, but this time is to vote no against this proposal. So the first one is, with inflation, high gas prices, rising home prices, and skyrocketing costs, I cannot afford paying anything more in taxes.
I'm going to say that's kind of less convincing.
All right. So would you say, like, not too convincing then?
Not too convincing, yeah.
All right. There are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County, but private individuals, companies, and philanthropists should be the ones funding these trails instead of having homeowners pay higher taxes.
I strongly disagree on that.
So you would say not at all convincing then?
Not at all convincing.
All right. There are more important things to spend taxpayer money on, such as roads, education, and public safety. While trails are nice, we should first focus on more pressing problems.
That is kind of somewhat convincing.
All right. This proposal would raise taxes on middle-class homeowners in Grand Traverse County by at least $43 million.
That I have no opinion on because I don't, like I said, I just moved here and I don't know that much.
All right, no worries. No worries. So this proposal will bring more tourists to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic, congestion, and too much growth.
That's very convincing.
All right, very convincing. This proposal is backed by progressive special interest groups who want to control public land and have taxpayers foot the bill.
I have no clue on that.
All right, no worries.
So,
so this proposal would give millions more taxpayer dollars to local politicians, and we can't trust them to spend this money the right way. It would just end up getting wasted on other pet projects.
That I have no, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know anything about the politics up here yet.
All right, no worries. So, and just one final time, taking into consideration or in account everything you just heard, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I would still vote yes for the proposal because these kids need to get away from these TVs and video games.
All right. All right.
So, I mean, it would bring a lot of more traffic up here. There's traffic in every big town, I mean, because I moved up here from Houston.
Wow, really?
Oh, yeah, and you ain't seen traffic until you drive in Houston.
Oh.
We got a road or a freeway, 8 lanes one way, 8 lanes the other way. And I'm sitting there, And here they talk about traffic congestion. They haven't seen nothing yet. I'm sitting there, where?
Yeah, that is so true. So would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
I will definitely vote yes in favor because, like I said, I like the idea you can get out and walk and feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they take a lot of these, people don't take enough, in my opinion, they don't take for granted all the beauty Mother Nature has to offer. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
All right.
Because, I mean, like I said, where I came from, our town really wasn't considered part of Houston. Well, now it is. where I came from, it's now a suburb of Houston because Houston grew from real tiny to boom.
Yeah.
And that was in a period of 8 years. And I had to get out of there because of the crime down there. It was just, I couldn't believe it. I mean, I couldn't even ride a bus down there without worrying about, am I going to make it home safe? We're up here, I can ride a bus and I feel safe, you know.
All right.
I mean, I will say this much for Grand Traverse County. For a senior like me in public transportation, of all the places I lived, and I lived in quite a few, I lived in Green Bay, I lived in Fort Lauderdale, I lived in Mobile, Alabama, I lived in Houston, I lived in Dallas, and I lived over in Denver, Colorado.
Wow.
Of all the places I have been in, and plus I lived in Vietnam. Well, I didn't live there, I was stationed there. This transportation system you have up here, if they ever need money or anything, I would propose it in a minute because I don't know of anywhere else you can get on the bus or call like your link service up here and go anywhere in the county and also have places where you can go here in Traverse City and go into another county.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and I even lived in Muskegon, and I'll tell you a bad story about Muskegon, if you don't mind, ma'am.
Oh, no,
We used to have a good bus system. Well, the city managers, I don't know what got in their brain, it used to go out to Lake Michigan. It used to go up to the amusement park, Michigan Adventure. They decide to cut that out. Now here comes the cute part. But when the tourist ships come into Muskegon, it's offered for the people coming off the tourist ships, but not to the public residents, and that is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, it's that just, you know, you have no access out to the lake or anything. So, and I'm sitting there, and that's a shame. The tourists came before it got to the point the tourists came before the town, and that was sickening too, I thought.
Yeah.
Or at least here, you give everybody, I mean, you're not just for the tourists, it seems to me Traverse City is for the residents, you know, the stuff that they've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
All right, so if you had to say you had one hesitation in voting for this proposal, what would you say it is?
I would say yes, I'm going to vote for it.
All right, but if you have one hesitation about this kind of proposal, what would you say it is?
The only one I would say would be is I don't know the politicians here that well. Are they going to pocket the money like they did in Muskegon? When they ask for the bus millage and then cut it out just for, you know, so just the people on the cruise ships could have it. You know what I'm trying to say? I don't know enough about the politicians up here.
All right. So then you would see that you don't really know, like, the politicians here that well. Therefore, you don't know what they're going to use the money for.
Exactly.
All right.
I have to start checking them out a little bit better.
All right. So before we finish, now I just have a few short questions about some other proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. And this is called Grand Traverse County Road Commission Millage Renewal. So shall the county of Grand Traverse impose a renewal of the previously approved 1 mil for local streets, roads, highways, and bridge repairs and improvement millage beginning with the December 2024 tax levy and for repair and improvement of streets, roads, highways, and bridges within Grand Traverse County. If approved and levied in full, the renewal millage will generate an estimated $6,678,949 in the first year. So if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal, or would you vote no against this proposal?
I would vote yes.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Definitely. All right. So now just have the last few questions are just for statistical purposes. So again, I just want to thank you so much for your time and for staying here. So regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did he vote in the 2020 presidential election?
I have no opinion on that.
All right. No worries.
I really don't.
All right. No worries. So with which political party are you affiliated?
I am open.
Open?
I bounce
right.
around. I mean, I know that's a weird way to, sometimes I vote Republican, sometimes I vote Democrat, sometimes I vote for the underdog or whatever you want to call them.
All right. So would you say you're like basically independent and like unaffiliated?
Independent, yes.
All right. Perfect. So if you were to label yourself, would you say that you are a liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
All right. What is the last grade of formal education you completed?
Oh, my gosh. Let's see. I just graduated, took an online course from Harvard to pass. So college, yeah.
College, all right. Would that be like some college, or do you manage to get like a 2-year degree or a 4-year degree?
I got a degree.
All right. So would that be like an associate's or a bachelor's?
A bachelor's.
Bachelor's, all right. Do you own or rent the home you're currently living in?
I'm renting an apartment.
All right. Do you have any children under the age of 18 currently living in your household?
No. My son's a physician's assistant.
Oh, wow. All right. What is your main racial
background?
We
can't give mom any help.
All right.
What's my what?
What is your main racial background?
I am German-Irish.
All right. So what would you say? All right. So would you say you fall under like maybe like white, Asian, or African-American, or Hispanic?
White.
All right. So, well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. Have a good rest of your day. And again, just thank
okay,
you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hope your knee gets better. Goodbye.